I declare that God is the greatest, beyond my imagination, greater than my physical energies and powers and my spiritual powers, greater than all the physical forces of the universe, greater than all the hidden and unseen forces of the universe. Next, before I begin the recitation of Surah Al-Hamd, it is recommended that I seek the protection of God from the sworn enemy, the Shaytan, who would do his utmost to try to disturb and to distract me from engaging in this complete act of communication with my Lord. And therefore I say, A'uzu billahi. I seek the protection of God. من الشيطان, from the Satan, الرجيم, the one who has been driven away from God's kingdom of extra mercy. I should realize that God has created man with powers, potential powers, greater than that of Satan. If man actualizes these powers, he can overpower Shaitan. Secondly, man should realize that Shaitan is weaker compared to man. Thirdly, we should realize that though Shaitan is an enemy who is unseen for us, and therefore in this battle between man and Satan, he has the upper hand, apparently. But when we seek humbly, earnestly, and honestly, and submissively, the protection and the mercy of God, then in this unequal battle, we have now the support of an unseen power on our side, a power which our enemy can no longer see. Shaitan, because of his blindness and rebellion from God, cannot actually see God. And therefore, the equation of the battle is reversed and we have the upper hand after reciting A'uzu Billah. Next, we begin with the recitation of Surah Al-Hamd. It is recommended, in order to achieve concentration, that for a few moments before we recite the actual ayah, we should think of the meanings of the ayah, allow those meanings to cross our minds, and then speak and recite the ayah. Bismillahi. I begin and I seek the help of God, because He is the all perfect being. Because therefore all perfection that anyone has is basically from Him and Him alone. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And I seek His help because He is Rahman, meaning that His mercy is universal. It reaches out to each and every particle in the universe. Anything that exists in the universe, it has come into being by the mercy of God, and by the love of God, and by the kind attention of God. And if anything remains in being and existent, it is by the continuity of the grace and love of God. Not only that, I seek His help because He is also Rahim, meaning that He gives extra, continuous grace, special favors to those in the universe who recognize Him and who follow His guidance. Next, we declare our thanks and gratitude and praise for God. Alhamdulillah. I see around myself all goodness, all perfection, the fact that I'm alive, the fact that I have been given all my basic necessities, that I have all the physical senses and the mental faculties, the fact that I have been provided with a family and friends and a community, and basically the whole universe, which has been created for the purpose of perfection of man, Having realized all these goodness and perfection around me, I praise God and God alone, because I know He is the absolute perfect being. All perfection, anywhere, everywhere, comes from Him and Him alone. Secondly, I praise Allah because He is Rabbil Alameen. He is the Master and the Cherisher and the Provider and the Nourisher and the Maintainer of the entire universe. He has created everything in such a manner that it is growing and improving and developing and moving toward its perfection.